Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Time now to check the very latest in our ever-changing world of new media, social media, with our resident guru and commentator, Steve Krieger. Steve, every time we talk, we're being confronted by an amazing rate of change, and that's certainly been the case over just the last week.
It sure is, Lee. It's good to be back again.
So first, maybe we're seeing the end of handwriting.
Yeah, that's what this article that we came across this week is telling us. Apparently, in 40 states now in the US, schools have the choice about whether or not they will continue to teach handwriting to their students. I think, personally, this is a little bit disappointing. I remember in year six when I received my cursive writing license and then my pen license.
Yeah.
It was an exciting time of life for me, at least when I was 11 or 12. But it looks like this may not be much longer as schools choose to move away from handwriting and the pen to the computer and the tablet.
Who'd have ever thought? I mean, I remember saying to my kids when they were young, you really should learn how to type.
Mm.
Because when I was growing up as a young journalist, it was only about journos and secretaries who ever used to type. Now everyone does, but I could never have believed that there'd be schools ditching handwriting.
It's hard to believe, although as one person pointed out, you do need to ask the question whether kids need to be taught to type. It's something that seems to come quite naturally. They spend enough time on the computer to learn how to do it themselves. Perhaps we do need to be reinventing the art of handwriting.
It all depends on whether you can touch type or not, which I can. I did one course.
It's painful watching people when they don't.
Yeah, that's right. It's one of the great gifts that I remember from my very early days as a cadet journalist. Another sign of the times this week within the realm of modern technology shows just how fast things are moving. Email, which we all thought was just the best thing over the last decade, that may be already on the way out.
Absolutely. I'm not sure whether we're seeing email disappearing so much as other types of communication increasing.
Yes.
So what we're seeing this week in some amazing data is that the amount of use of VoIP, so voice over internet protocol, people talking to one another using their internet connection, and instant messaging has doubled over the use of email. So we are seeing a decrease in the amount of use of email, but also the different types of communication
yes.
have been significantly increasing in the last couple of years.
Yeah. Steve, elsewhere in the realm of social media especially, I read an interesting piece on Mamma Mia this past week, Mia Friedman's blog, helping parents deal with the question, at what age should parents allow their kids to set up their own Facebook account? Do you see that?
Absolutely. That was an interesting article. In fact, we're seeing more of these types of articles in recent times as more parents are seeing all these frightening articles on SMH and other forums on the internet about the dangers of Facebook and are trying to work out how they should introduce their children to social media.
The tone of Mia's article is, look, Facebook is everywhere. Don't put your head in the sand. Just go with it, but also try and, as you do with your young kids especially, keep some pretty heavy parental control over it.
Absolutely. And so one of the pieces of advice she gives, and this is pretty commonplace advice among all the people who are talking about introducing kids to social media, is to be the ones to set up your child's account. So get on Facebook with them, set up the privacy settings with them so that you know what they are communicating and how that is able to be accessed by the rest of the world. And it's simple guidelines as well, like don't let your children become friends on Facebook with adults.
Yes.
You know, you wouldn't let them, you know, go out to a party, or 13-year-old child head out to a party with a 21-year-old or a 40-year-old in the middle of the night. So why would you let them hang out online with someone that they don't know who isn't a peer at any time of the day on Facebook?
Yeah. So just for the record, how old do you have to be before you can get an account? Because she's talking about a 12-year-old kid.
Yeah, absolutely. I found that interesting. Because she's talking about teens and tweens using Facebook. I just thought I'd better check this out because I thought 13 was Facebook's regulation. In their terms and conditions, they say that you agree in using Facebook that you will not be under the age of 13. So Facebook's terms and conditions are pretty clear. You have to be 13 or older, but there's plenty of people who are going on much younger than that. And so it's up to the parents these children are still children, to make sure that when their kids are going on Facebook, they are keeping up with the right terms and conditions for that service.
Mia Friedman actually proposes a range of 8 rules that parents could apply in dealing with this question. Can you run us through a few of those?
Yeah, there's some interesting ones there. One of them is to put it in writing. She said that when her kids first got on Facebook, she set up some written contracts that she printed off the computer and got them to sign, so agreeing to do certain things like always let the parents know what their password is, to not become friends with any adults. So having a clear understanding between the parent and the child about how that medium would be used. Also, things like asking parents before they become friends with someone new, asking parents before they upload photos. So helping their children to become aware of some of the consequences of what it means to share these personal things about yourself with the rest of the world, and teaching them, using this as an opportunity to teach your children about how you communicate and share private things when anyone can see them.
Yes. So if the official Facebook age is 13, if a parent came to you and said, "Steve, what age do you reckon?" what would you say?
Yeah, it's a good question, because it really does come down to the individual child. There's a legal baseline, which means that the child shouldn't be on there until they're 13, but a lot of the time it depends on the maturity of the individual child and how ready they are to use that medium. I think it's something that the parents need to think about. And rather than just caving into, "Oh, Mum, all my friends are on Facebook, so, you know, why don't you let me have an account?" think about, well, is my child prepared for this?
Yes.
How do they interact with others? How do they cope when people tease them? Are they a victim of bullying at school? And if they're a victim of bullying at school, then it could be actually quite a compromising situation for them to go on Facebook. They might be instead opening themselves up to even more problems and struggles outside of school hours. And so them joining Facebook may not be the wisest idea.
Yes. Finally, here's a good reason for keeping good limits on kids' internet use, with the suggestion this past week that heavy use of the internet by adolescents has actually physically been linked to the shrinking of brain tissue.
There's a lot of research that's going on around this. This particular article mentions that the lack of eye contact and the lack of physical closeness in the communication that we have with one another now, as we spend more time online, is changing the way that our brain works. And so as students, as young people, as you and I spend more time online, our brains are readjusting to this different form of communication. I think there's a book that I'd recommend on this topic, which deals with a lot of this research, called The Shallows, by Nicholas Carr, with the byline, "What the Internet is Doing to Our Brains." And it's really interesting to see how our brains are rewired by the different types of communication that we engage in. And this is something that researchers and social scientists are only just starting to discover now, as our brains adjust and new neural pathways are developed according to the different technologies that we're using.
Amazing world, scary world as well. Steve Krieger, as always, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thanks, Lee.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.